Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24 April 2024, believe it or not. That's kind of odd, isn't it? 424. So glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. I seriously mean that. We have a lot to talk about tonight, you and I. I want your comments, of course, too, please, when I get ready at the bottom of the hour. I'll be taking phone calls after the bottom of the hour. No point in calling until then, because the lines will be up until the bottom of the hour, okay? But welcome to tonight's program. Like I said, tomorrow is Thursday. Lord willing, it'll be an office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Chris will be here to take orders and take donations, whatever you might need. We'll be here together trying to get everything lined out, because the following week she'll be going. Her and her mom and aunt are going to the beach for a week, so the following week I'll be here by myself. Maybe Marsh Jean sneak in and help me a little bit, but nonetheless, she'll be here tomorrow. And if you want to call tomorrow and talk to me, if you want to maybe call tomorrow and if you need help, as Daniel said last night, with a little bit of food in the house, call me tomorrow. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Call me tomorrow. Please do that. And don't forget, we're offering until the end of the month. Then we'll be quiet about then. The teaching I just finished up a couple weeks ago, American Prophecy. I tell you this, and I mean this with all my heart. Once you hear this lesson, prophecy will make perfect sense what's happening right now with Russia and China, Middle East. You won't be looking for a lot of weird things to happen and dispensationalism in what they believe. This will open up a whole revelation in prophecy to you once you hear this teaching. You get 3 hours of teaching and 3 hours of Christian worldview news. Along with that, you get a booklet entitled The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem, and it's not. And the outline I used to get the lesson out of. All that for $25, that's including shipping and everything, to your front door. I hope to take advantage of it. Tonight I'm going to share a few sentences of the 25-page article that I want to send to you, the Confederate Gettysburg Address. And including that, you will have the interesting topics on the income tax and how it come about. Once you understand what happened when the South lost the Second War of Independence, once you understand that, you understand how they got all the federal jurisdiction over everybody, over states and individuals. Happened in 1871, as a matter of fact, when it started. Nonetheless, it's available too, 25 pages, and the Confederate Gettysburg Address. I've read it now four times. Had to look up some meanings, some words, to understand what they're talking about, because their education, their vocabulary, some of them are today. The focus is worth having. to understand how our nation devolved into what it is today. That's all I'm going to offer to you. Do with as you want. But you can get both that and the teaching for $35 if you want it. Just call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. That's the best we can do, folks. Just offer it to you. I can't make you read it and listen to it. I can offer it and offer the maybe a little bit of knowledge and wisdom I have to help clarify things for you if you want it. Tonight, I want to share along the same lines I've shared before in this program. Some of y'all may think I'm beating this horse to death, but I see this in my heart, in my spirit. It's a burden to share with everyone, but especially the men of this country, the men of the world, actually. We have listeners all around the world listening to this. If you're a man, head of a household or not, this is directed to you. It's a burden of my heart to see what's happening to our children, our grandchildren, and the future generation of America, because somewhere along the way, the men of the world, the men of this country, especially America, lost sight of what it means to be a man. The scriptures warn us a couple different places, but especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, that effeminate men, soft, womanish men who have no principles, have no convictions of their life, will not defend their families, will not stand for the truth, no matter what the cost, are not going to enter heaven, the kingdom of God. That's what it says. And it's a burden of my heart to see what all is happening in our world. You know, I've been blessed with 3 great-grandsons. One is still in the mother's womb. And I cannot tell you how much love our fathers put in my heart for my family. And it seems that with my 3 sons, my 6 grandchildren, and my 3 great-grandchildren, the love increases every time. And the burden that I have for whatever future they may have, increases along with it. My brother and I have been called dinosaurs, a breed that's dying out. As a matter of fact, I was told by a state trooper the other day that your kind, your the man of your principles, integrity, are dying away, and he said that in a complimentary way. And I'm not bragging on myself, folks. Believe me, I'm just a man, just a mere mortal. But I understand what he's saying. Yes, we're called dinosaurs. I'll get more of that in a second on why we were called that. But, you know, if you read the scripture, and I like to think you do, you'll find the Old Testament in the book of 1 Samuel, where 2 men went up against a whole mountainside, I guess you say, or several Philistines, come up into the mountainside. Jonathan and his armor bearer, they saw some Philistines on top of the mountain. And Jonathan looked at his armor bearer and said, maybe we should go up and attack them. He said, God may give us a victory. Now, this is what I said. He wasn't sure whether he'd win the war or not, but he said, it may be that the Lord God will work for us. In other words, give us a victory, because there's no restraint but to the Lord to save by many or by few. His armor bearer said, do as you want, I'm right with you. 2 men going up the hill to take on the enemy. 3 men, we know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3, that's not their real names. Look them up sometime, I'm going to tell you what they are. Look up what their real names were. Their names was not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no more than Daniel's was Nebuchadnezzar. But anyway, they went in to the kingdom, and the king built a golden idol. Said, bow down to it when the music plays, we'll all be happy. These 3 men would bow, and people squealed on them and said, they won't bow before your image, king. The king was very upset, called before him into his presence and said, when the music plays, when all this is done, when all this fanfare is started, and you bow down, that's great. That'd be good. They said, if you don't, we're going to cast you into the fiery furnace. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew they were outnumbered. Their own people had forsaken them because they were bowing down to idols. Let that sink in, folks. The other Hebrews there had bowed to this idol. Everyone bowed but these three men. That's amazing that they had the fortitude, the intestinal masculinity, the manhood to glorify God no matter what the cost. Everybody else had bowed down. Almost like COVID. How many people you know bowed down, took the shots, wore the mask, and kissed everybody's feet and tried to get by? How many of y'all know did that? A few that didn't, including me, praise God, now all the praise goes to him, felt kind of like a June bug in the chicken coop. Everybody was after him. But I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I've never done it. And now it's coming out, perhaps we weren't so foolish after all, isn't it? But the three Hebrew children said to the king, we're not worried about what we're going to say to you. Now, the word they said, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. That means we're not worried. We're not going to be concerned. We're going to tell you the truth. Our God can deliver us if he wants to. But if he doesn't, we're not going to bow to your idol. There's no way you're going to do it. We're not going to bow. No matter what the cost, we're not going to bow. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, last chapter of that book, Paul writes, he said to the men, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. That means act like men. Be strong. Act like men. Stand fast in the faith. Don't compromise with the sodomites, the lesbians, the perverts, all those in the churches and the pastors say that you have to love them all and embrace them all. After all, they're all God's creation. They're all God's children, they say, which is a damnable lie. Very few men today that I know personally have that kind of fortitude, manhood in them. And the reason I was called dinosaur personally, my brother's called dinosaur by different things. One thing was when he was in a courtroom, he wouldn't stand up when the judge come in, and that just really perturbed everybody around him. They say he's a dinosaur. And I've been called the same thing for different reasons, but one thing that I really, the older I get, the more I have trouble with, I watch my right to travel be restricted more all the time. And for a little while, I tolerated the nonsense until the Lord started correcting my spirit about what I was doing. I have a grandson graduating Colorado next month. I'll be going for a few days next month. You won't miss me. I'll have somebody send him for me that you won't even know I'm going. That's a long drive from West Virginia. It's a 2-day drive. I spent at least one night. I could fly out and be out there in 4 hours. But maybe I'm a dinosaur because it makes me angry that when I walk into this place that I buy tickets to travel to see my family on an airplane, that we got people there telling me to take off my shoes, take off my belt, into my pockets, walk through an x-ray, and kiss their butt, and I might be able to get on the airplane. That makes me angry beyond words. I can't do it any longer. I can't compromise that any longer. Yes, I'd rather fly and be there quicker, spend more time with the family, but it isn't going to happen. So because of this nonsense that we have tolerated, had a guy the other day, about my age the other day, said, well, it's for our own security. What did Ben Franklin say about giving up liberty for security? I don't need your security. I will take care of myself, thank you. If I get on the airplane and I get killed on the airplane, that's my father's will. I'm not worried about it. Just leave me alone. You know, a fellow by the name of Plato said, the price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. The price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Now, I've got several things I want to share tonight. I'm not going to rush through them. I can't get through them all. An hour won't be long enough. But an article written here by a guy named Rob Pugh of the Wisconsin Christian News. You can find his website on our website. He's been on our broadcast. He wrote an article called Light a Candle. And I want to read another quote very quickly from Aristotle. He said this, now pay attention, men. Masculine republics, it takes men, righteous men, to maintain a republic. Men who will not tolerate nonsense, will not tolerate the police tactics of tyrants. Masculine republics decline into feminine democracies. Well, we're all right. We got to have majority rule. Love everybody. Don't say anything derogatory. Don't anybody's feelings. Well, don't worry, democracies. Masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism. That is absolutely right on the mark. And this article by Rob Pugh says, I believe America is at a tipping point. Most Americans realize there's something deeply wrong with the nation we live in. Even non-Christians have had all they can take of the leftist, woke agenda, especially the vilification of common sense when it comes to our children. In recent years, we've seen parents who object to pornographic books, drag queens, and the LGBTQP, appease that of folks for pedophiles, it's now becoming legal. Movement indoctrinating their children, labeled as the most dangerous threat to our democracy and called domestic terrorists. In reality, the opposite is true. Those who push for the normalization of sexual deviancy, homosexuality, pedophilia, and the mutilation of the minds and bodies of our children are the real predators, and they have many allies now baked into the curricula of our public schools and celebrated wholesale in cities and small towns all across the USA. In 1963, 45 communist goals to take down America were read into the congressional record. Among them, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in the media. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Infiltrate the churches. Discredit the family as a institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. And here we are today with all those goals, communist goals, to take down America achieved. June is coming quickly. In the year 2000, Bill Clinton declared the month of June as Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Now, folks, pay attention. Since then, Pride Month has spread around the globe, but it doesn't end when July 1st rolls around. Today, the LGBTQP+ monster, and now the transgender abomination continues all year long. Through organizations like the Human Rights Campaign, their agenda is forced down the throats of companies and corporations, so they must either endorse and financially support the sexual deviancy and the myriad of mental disorders associated with it, or be publicly shamed, boycotted, and labeled as homophobic and now transphobic. Comment here. Would you rather be labeled a transphobic, homophobic, a terrorist, or whatever you want to call you? Would you rather be labeled that than to be a true believer, a true born-again Christian? Are you willing to sell your soul and your children's futures to go along, get along, just to keep paycheck coming in? Are you? Obviously we are. It's happened, isn't it? It's happening. But those pulling the string behind the scenes are pushing even harder and never stop their assault on all that is normal, natural, and God-ordained. Today we have the Transgender Day of Vengeance. We have a new multi-billion dollar industry within the medical industrial complex to forever mutilate and sterilize young children with hormone-blocking drugs and so-called gender-affirming surgeries that destroy young children and maim them for life. Joseph Mengele would be proud. For many years, I've joined my Christian friends on the streets during their pride parades to stand as a witness for Christ and God's natural design for marriage and family. I've attended some of the largest pride festivals in the country, where it's been 100 Christians trying to reach a half a million sodomites and their allies. I've witnessed thousands of young children exposed to sexual deviancy in the streets of American cities, young children participating with their homosexual parents in these parades, young children viewing simulated sodomite sex acts involving completely or mostly naked men and women in broad daylight, young children whose parents have given them dollar bills to stuff in the G-strings of nearly nude drag queens dancing provocatively in front of the adoring crowds of hedonists. With the exception of a handful of times, attempting to reason with or even have a meaningful conversation with the sodomites and transgenders had been futile. The police see the Christians as enemies. They protect the perverts. The sodomites blow the bullhorns directly into our ears as we try to speak. They beat drums, blow trumpets, yell and scream like demons to keep our words from being going forth. When we use signs with messages of common sense, hordes of deranged sodomites descend upon us, covering our signs with rainbow flags at a minimum, destroying our signs, attacking us physically most of the time. And Christians being attacked at these events has been, every time, the greatest form of amusement for those charged with the duty to protect and serve. Sadly, the vast majority of American pastors and churches have remained mute and have allowed all this to grow to enormous proportions so that today you can go nowhere without being assaulted by homosexual or transgender propaganda and the vile displays of debauchery. The rainbow flag is a symbol of conquest. No one can argue that the devil and his minions have won this culture war, because the pastors and churches have been too cowardly to do anything. Correction. I shouldn't say the churches haven't done anything. The last pride parade I attended included no less than 40 churches participating in the parade with banners on their floats expressing sentiments like, "God thinks you're fabulous." May I ask, dear listeners, men in the audience, why are we so damnably quiet? Why are we such a bunch of damnable cowards? What's happened to the fact that one time men would not tolerate this? What's happened to the biblical law of death for sodomites, lesbian perverts, child molesters, pedophiles? What happened to those laws? Oh, I know. We cease from being masculine republics. We become feminized democracies. We've decided that we need to allow these people to go about their lives because they have a right to be who they are. They're God's children. God made them that way. So why should we punish people who will rape your child, pervert your child's minds, and destroy their souls? Why should we care? Why should we care that we murdered about 100 million babies in the womb and still doing so every day in this country? Why should we care, men? Men, why should we care? No, I don't think, I know we can't turn around now. It's way too late for that. 2 Kings 24:4 says that very clearly. But on an individual level, why won't you stand no matter what the cost? Don't back down in the face of confrontation, whether it be your family or a stranger. Why would you back down? Let this continue in this country. No, I know we can't stop it now, but I, for one, will not be molested trying to get on an airplane to go see my family. I won't do it. No, I can't go in there and take over the airport. That's insane. No point even thinking about that. But I can voice my opinion and stand what I believe and spread the word. And that's just what I'm doing. Very few men that I talk to agree with me. My brother does. But very few men do. They'll go through there, take off the belt, take off the shoes, empty the pockets, be groped, walking through a machine, and then say, please, may I board the plane now, master? They'll do it. Keep the peace. I mean, everything, let's keep the peace. It keeps your job, and the ball game's coming on. We don't end up in a mess. We don't end up in a mess because we have principles now, do we? Principles don't pay the bills, do they? Convictions don't pay the bills. So we'll compromise. We'll just go ahead and go about our business and act like it isn't going on. I don't want to be a dinosaur. I don't want to stand out in the crowd. Maybe Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, three men stood out in a crowd of thousands upon thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, stood out. They wouldn't bow when everybody else did. But you see, those men, what can I say? They didn't know what they could lose. They may have lost their jobs. You know, they didn't know that I had a family to feed, so therefore I couldn't stand with them. I mean, my God couldn't take care of my family if I was in jail for doing what's right, could they? I mean, he's not powerful enough to do that, is he? So I got to compromise my values, which really are not values at all. They're preferences. So when it comes right down to it, I justify myself for not standing. I don't want my in-laws or outlaws, whoever it may be, angry with me, so I compromise. Maybe I'm just different. Maybe I'm really weird. But when I go among people, I don't care whether it's family or not. I have such lifestyles who live their lives saying they believe in God, but living in fornication, adultery, whatever it may be. I feel uncomfortable in those people. I don't fit in their game plans. I don't want to partake of their parties. You know, we're told in scriptures that someone calls himself a brother or a sister that we know is living in sin, we shouldn't even break bread with him. But see, if you do that, that means that you'll make family mad at you. We wouldn't want to have that, would we? No. Now, we'd rather compromise instead of trying to prove them what the Bible said. We'd rather compromise, watch them go to hell. Not realize that we're going there ourselves for compromising to begin with. All of a sudden, it seems like we serve a very weak God that cannot provide for us, will not watch over us. The three Hebrew children said, it may be we'll die in a furnace, King. We're not bound to you either. Back at the break, phone call next half hour, 844-769-2944. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. The phone line's open. If you have any comments or questions, I'm glad to talk to you a minute. I got a couple more things I want to share with you. I want to read. But 844-769-2944. This song, This Is War, is so more up to date than it was when I first started on this radio 31 years ago. We have been at war this long, but we haven't been on the field, so to speak. Most people have tried to do nothing to stop this. They just went along, get along. Somebody said this. I'm going to read this if you don't mind. The masculine American male is a dying breed. Like I said, they cost dinosaurs. We have been told for far too long that violence is never the answer. We've been told that it's cruel to kill our own food. We've been conditioned to believe that there is no place in modern society for the man who refuses to shave his chest or wear skinny jeans. As a man, you are a protector. As a man, you are a provider. As a man, you are solely responsible for the safety and well-being of your family. How can you be a good husband if you can't defend your wife? How can you be a good father if you can't protect your children? Remember, the eyes of the children are fixed upon you. You serve as an example of what young men should grow up to be, and of what young women should seek out in a partner. So grow your beard, wear your boots, eat your steak, carry a knife, own a gun, protect your woman, fight for what is right and just. Be strong, be of good courage. Long live the masculine American male. Very well said. I'm going to read a few sentences out of the Confederate Gettysburg Address. Just a few sentences I want to share with you. Pastor Giraldo said this. Secondly, the prostration of our civil forebodes injury to our religious liberty. Civil liberty and religious liberty are twin sisters. They stand or fall together. He went on to expound a lot more than that. But civil liberties and Christian liberties, religious liberty, stands as twin sisters. Whenever you quit living righteous lives as a Christian, that liberty goes away, and so do civil liberties. And we see it happen right now. We're seeing it happen right now whenever the murderers, the rapists, the sexual deviants, all the perverts out there have more rights to walk the streets and be around our children than we do. When we have schools that can put pornography in the hands of our 5 and 6 and 10 year olds and call it education. When we have that kind of gall, that kind of nerve on the other side, what the heck happened to the men on the other side who said, this ain't going to happen on my watch? What happened? Where did the courage of the opposite other team? Where did it get so open and so powerful that they override the common sense and common morals of people of the general public, and that we do nothing about it? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. We started getting benefits, man benefits. We become effeminized. We become dependent. We become dependent on those to feed us, clothe us, and house us. We don't want to offend our family because that will make everybody mad at us, and we won't be invited to the ham and yam dinners. I know what I'm talking about, and you do too. We don't want to be ostracized in the community. So we keep our mouths shut. Pastor Giraldo went on to say this. Barring a certain fearful looking for of a retribution, which would be the end of such a policy, no doubt we might better our material condition by accommodating our principles to the demands of circumstances. In other words, he said, let's compromise our principles to demand what circumstances happening right now, and we'll be better benefited materially if we do that. Am I telling the truth? Was he telling the truth? But shall we come to that? Who of us holds principles so cheap as to prefer to her his gold, his houses, and his lands? Who of us will put into the market and barter her for so many pieces of silver? Who of us, gazing into these open graves and upon these coffins, will measure her value by even life itself? These men loved not their lives in comparison with her. They died for her. Who will cleave to material goods and sensual ease as a sacrifice of principle? Were there one here who would answer in the affirmative? Every moldering bone in these narrow houses would find a tongue of rebuke from him. Far better would it be to gain a bare subsistence with our principles retained than to revel in luxury with the consciousness of treachery in our souls and the welcome collar of servitude on our necks. That's just part of the speech that they called the Confederate Gettysburg Address. Folks, I'm not throwing stones. I'm telling the truth because I've lived it myself. I cannot tell you the times that I have compromised and compromised principles, I compromised convictions that I call convictions, but they really were not convictions. You see, a conviction is something that if it's real, it can't be compromised because you won't compromise it. You won't do it. If it's true, if it's a true conviction, you die rather than compromise it. And let me give an example. What if man, you say you're married or you have a child or poor maybe your sister or a mother or dad, someone physically attacks this individual that you love. and you are there, and you have a chance to defend them, but you don't do it because you're afraid, because you don't want to be hurt, what it may be. You don't want to go to jail because you may be arrested for defending somebody, and you compromise that so-called conviction. It's not conviction. You're a coward. How could I even call myself a man, much less a Christian man, allow someone to harm my wife? Or if I were with your wife somewhere in public, how could I even let them harm her and call myself a man, much less a Christian man? Then why in the name of God do we let them destroy our children in these public hellholes we call schools? Why would we let these people march down the streets of our cities like they do in Charleston, West Virginia once a year at Pride Parade? I'll tell you why. I'm telling just like it is. We've been a bunch of cowards. We've been soft and effeminate. We've been effeminized. We've lost our masculine republic. We're now in effeminate democracy. Because it takes real men to defend what's right at the cost of everything they have, including their lives. Do you think that all the men on Lexington Green in 1775, you think that all of them were bachelors, they had no family to worry about? See, back then, there weren't any food stamps or welfare, Medicaid, Medicare to take care of their families. If they weren't there to provide for them, they knew the family would do without, perhaps. But they chose principle and conviction even over their own families. They chose the laws of God and God's will over their own families, as we're instructed to in Matthew chapter 10 of your Bible. This is pretty hard. It's pretty straightforward. I know it is. I know that probably some of y'all are pretty angry right now. But I'm saying this in love, but I'll say it very clearly. Frankly, I don't care. I have compromised too much in my lifetime. I'm too old now to continue doing that. I just simply cannot be treated as a criminal to try to exercise my right to travel. I'm 75 years old, and driving to Colorado is getting hard on this whole body. I'll be quite honest with you, it is. But I want to see my grandson graduate. My wife and I gave him a personalized Bible to give to him. I want to present him with that Bible in person if I can. I'm willing to suffer a little bit of pain, inconvenience, to be able to do that. People call me foolish. They laugh at me. They do that. They certainly do. They laugh at me. They think I'm just overdoing it. After all, this nonsense at the airport is keeping me safe. This is where we are in America today. Because men will not arm themselves, protect their family and their neighbors. We have mass shootings in gun-free zones because law-abiding citizens don't carry guns in gun-free zones. The criminals do. Well, guess what? A gun-free zone don't mean anything to me. This is who I am. Take it like it is and accept it and let me know I'm telling you the truth, or turn the radio off and go watch something else. Go to something else. I'm tired of make-believe manhood in America. The long-haired, tattooed, earrings, sissified men who simply refuse to stand for the truth. I'm not talking about men, oh, maybe you have a tattoo and you did it before you knew better, but nonetheless, I'm talking about men that want to look effeminate. And there are a lot of them out there. They act effeminate. Their features, their demeanor is effeminate. That's not godly. I don't care whether you're 5'2" or 6'8". You walk like a man. You talk like a man. You quit like a man, as the Bible says. No matter what, a male is to be a man, And a Christian man is to be an example to all manhood. Period. Let's go to phone lines before we run out of time. Let's go talk to our sister, Sister Donna in Arizona. Come on in, Donna. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. Oh, what a mighty show you have tonight.
Thank you.
It just makes me want to cry for the what I see here in Arizona. But I want everybody to know that I'm married to a man.
Amen.
And he stands for God and stands for righteousness and stands for right. And he would defend me to the death. And I have no doubt about that.
Amen.
Oh, it's too bad every man doesn't hear what you have to say there. I want to thank all the listeners for their prayers. I am doing better.
Amen.
And praise God. I just appreciate so much their going before the throne of God and lifting me up. I really appreciate it.
So, Donna,
but this
we
is a mighty
you.
Show.
We love you. You know that.
Thank you.
We love you. And we're here for you best we can be. You know that also.
Yes, I do know that.
You know, I wish we could do more for you.
Thank you. I love you and Marcia Jean so much. I remember the first time I talked to Marcia Jean, I cried just the moment I heard her voice on the phone. Precious lady that she was.
Call tomorrow at the office and talk to her.
And
if you call her, I'll get her in here and let you talk to her. She'd love that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gary's reaching for the phone now.
Okay. Love you, sis. Okay.
Hey, Brother Butch, I just want you to know that my headache is going away. Because the last time we was on your show together with the guy from I'm having a memory lapse there. The guy with abortion, what's his name, Butch?
The guy with abortion?
Gosh, yeah, we were talking to last time. Jeff White.
Jeff White. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, yes. Okay.
Okay, well, we were talking with Jeff White. And I Donna said, well, I'm going to go out there with you. And I told her to go over in a corner and shut up. And I just want you to know that I never should have bought her that big old skillet. That was a mistake. So, yeah, I know it's a serious program, but, I thank you all so very much for what you do, too. And I give my blessings to Martha Jean. I'll shut up and get off.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Gary. Love you both. Really do. What a sweet call, and what courageous people out in the streets every week trying to get the word across about murdering children. Let's go to Addison in Ohio. I haven't talked to Addison on the phone for a long time on the radio. Addison, come on in.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to you right now. I'm kind of wasting time, but go ahead.
Okay. Hey, well, getting along with what you've been saying tonight, Pastor, is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. People, children of God, my brothers and sisters, there's only one power and it sits at the right-hand throne of God. There's only one power. And on top of that, he has all the authority.
Amen.
So all these kings and princes and presidents and congressmen, they have no power. Not over a child of God.
Amen.
We just sat and witnessed all of Congress turn their backs on the American people last Saturday.
Yes, we did.
And pass $95 million to Ukraine, to Israel, to Taiwan, and a bunch of other things. The weekend before that, we watched them pass another bill that extended them spying on all the people.
Yep.
We seen them wave their little flags. It didn't have the little swastikas on them. But in Ukraine, what runs Ukrainian government are a bunch of Nazis. And you can, the Azov battalion is very radical, very Nazi. Now, this is an observation through study that I've learned. Something else that's going on that people aren't catching is we have Border Patrol officers. We have a president flying illegal aliens in all over the United States.
That's true.
From their home countries.
That's true.
We have Border Patrol agents checking them in and letting them go. And I'm seeing all this and I'm sitting back going, these are police officers. Why aren't the good police officers arresting the bad ones?
Maybe I should tell you that the good ones are not so good after all.
Yeah.
Besides that, Addison, if they do that, they'll lose their retirement.
Oh, yeah. We have, in Colorado, a federal judge comes out and says there is no Second Amendment.
That was actually in New York.
Oh, it was in New York?
It's New York, yes. A gunsmith started doing some gunsmithing on the side. Yes.
That's where they brought the Tower of Babel in.
That's true.
Reproduction Tower of Babel. Set it right on City Hall.
Yep.
Now this, brothers and sisters, is what's running our country. But we know in our hearts and in our minds where all the power and authority is.
And you know that's true.
There's what we're going to have to draw our courage from.
That's right. We need to show that by how we stand, Addison. We really do.
Yes,
that's what we need to do.
And Pastor, I'm so proud of you. I just wanted you to know that. I'm so proud of you for standing up and saying that Jesus is King. He's our God. And there's also, we need to be obedient.
Amen.
And
no matter what the cost.
Yes, and that is love.
Amen. Ashton, I got jumped, got calls coming in here, but thanks for calling, brother.
Let you go.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go next to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. You know, one time I remember you talking about John Wesley saying that what we tolerate today, we'll embrace tomorrow. The sad thing is what we have already tolerated. Now we're embracing it.
That's true.
And that's, it's so true. The church today is preaching a super grace, which is a fluffy cottontail rabbit story of a long-haired hippie hanging on the cross who's nothing but an effeminate pacifist. And our God is a God of war. But the church has milked or watered Jesus down to absolutely nothing. I read an article, in fact, I even had it on my broadcast, about the Sodomite special days. I mean, I couldn't believe how many special days they get, Butch.
Oh, yes.
And the church is embracing it.
They are. They truly are. They truly are.
So they embrace all these special days, our special activities, and they've opened the door of judgment on them. They've actually condemned themselves to death. You know, one time I remember when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said, when the government fears the church, when freedom and liberty in Christ Jesus, when the church fears the government, we're in slavery and bondage unto Satan, and the church
that's
is right
very,
there today.
That's very true. Joe, I hate to catch up. I got calls. I'm down the last couple minutes and running out of time, but I appreciate you, Joe. Thanks for being there for us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, thanks for the message tonight, because it sure is needed. Not just the, we don't have the free right to travel, but we don't have the right to eat healthy foods anymore, because we got the CDC and the FDA telling us how to poison our bodies. You know, they're not, you know, there's so much going on in this country that people are starting to see what's going on, but a lot of people don't want to talk about it and they're afraid. Well, when things go really down, and you're going to have to run to the stores, or the internet goes down, or your phones, or whatever may happen, they're not going to know what to do. They're going to panic. And it's appalling, because these people are so into their phones, entertainment, sports. And now we got the Kentucky Derby coming up here in Louisville, and people just are so desensitized on reality.
Well, they
are, and it's
they're brain dead.
We're not saying you're real bad people or anything like that, but you're going to be real sorry that it's going to happen, because you're going to have a real wake up call. And you know, in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10. Look at the generations are being brought up godless.
Yes.
Look what we're seeing today.
I agree. Well, Chris, I hate to cut you off. I got running out of time, and just got to get more called. But thanks for the call, Chris. Thanks for being there for us again. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
You ever feel like voting for Donald Trump's like putting a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound or giving CPR to a skeleton?
Yes.
Yeah, look. That's one thing I judge the Republicans hard about, trying to normalize America today. They offer a false hope in that they are a righteous choice, when they ain't going to do anything to stop the homosexuals or the feminists. I mean, they are the ones who put on the ballot, vote for one female and one male. They go against the transgenders, Butch, in women's sports just to keep feminism in power. I mean, look at the military run by feminists and homosexuals. That's where we are today in the warfare welfare system. They're not heroes. It's a job with benefits overseen by dykes. It's 2024. I'll stand for veterans who can't stand, but I ain't taking my hat off for the government.
Good for you. Good for you. Don't blame me at all. Name a little bit. At all. I appreciate it. You know, we're watching right here in West Virginia all these people running for office. Well, I won't let transgenders in the classroom. And I agree with all this. But why did it wait so long? West Virginia is one of the better states. We take some stands on some issues. But I've watched this for so many years. How did we get this mess in the first place, BK? How did we tolerate for so long? Now we got to take him out of the bathrooms. How did we get that place by compromise all these years? That's how.
Amen, brother. Hey, Butch.
Yes.
I got an article from the Pittsburgh Observer.
We're out of time. I'm sorry, BK. Out of time for tonight. Give me a call tomorrow in the office, okay?
Okay.
Okay, folks, we love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you Monday night and see you in the office tomorrow. We do want to hear from you. Stand with us, folks. Men, let's be men for change. Let's be men. Not mistakes with zippers. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fire.